Now, boys and girls, there was something come through my door just recently, and I'm sure it come through your door also. It was a leaflet, and it was sort of like this. Well, I cut the bottom of it off, because it says at least 24 pounds of savings in your voucher book. I'm loving it. McDonald's. Now, when this came in, I thought, 24 pounds of savings. Now, to be quite honest with you, I don't really like McDonald's. The only time I visit McDonald's is when I'm out of the country, because at least you know what you're living, or what you're eating. Other times you don't know what you're eating, and at least when you see McDonald's, you know what you're eating. And once I was going through Germany, and we were traveling into Poland, and we saw this McDonald's sign, and we thought, well, at least we know what we'll get, better than what we're going to get on the other side. And we stopped, and we went in, and the girl that was behind the counter, she couldn't speak English. And I was standing pointing at everything and saying, and trying to get her to understand what we wanted. And the amazing thing was this, on the way back, we stopped at the same McDonald's. And again, I went through all this process of pointing everything out. And when I'd finished, she says, "Will that be all, sir?" She could speak English. But you know, boys and girls, just a few months ago, I was in Bulgaria. And we were sent right up to the Black Sea to visit a pastor that's supported by the mission. And when we went in to the little flat where they lived, it was a very, very small flat. And they had a little daughter. And the daughter was running about waving a McDonald's flag. And I said to the pastor, "Does your daughter like McDonald's?" He said, "She loves it, but she can only get it once a year. We can't afford to take her to McDonald's, and her grandmother comes once a year, and she takes her to McDonald's as a treat, just once a year." And I said to him, "Do you think she would like a McDonald's tonight?" And you could see his face light up, and you could see her face light up. And I said, "You put her coat on, and I'll take her round to McDonald's." And what I discovered, boys and girls, was this, that in that town, everybody knew where McDonald's was. Everybody knew what McDonald's sold. But there were only a very, very, very small number of people who had ever heard the name of Jesus. Isn't that an amazing thing? Everybody had heard about McDonald's. They knew where the McDonald's was, but there were so few boys and girls, and even mums and dads, who had even heard the name of Jesus. And I thought, how sad. Then I thought, boys and girls, and mums and dads, Jesus died over 2,000 years ago, and people still have never heard. McDonald's is only on the go, not as long as 2,000 years, and everybody heard about McDonald's. And it challenged my heart. Because you see, boys and girls, and moms and dads, we need to tell people about Jesus. We need to witness about His power and His salvation. We need to do it, because if we won't do it, who else will do it? Will you remember that? The next time you're going to eat one of those big McDonald's, you'll never see me eating any here, out of the country possibly. But will you remember that the next time you see it, that while all the people in some of these cities have heard of McDonald's, the biggest majority of people have never heard of Jesus. And we need to tell them that Jesus loves them.